You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Matt Gillum, in for Gemma Gaudette. Off-center dance, or OCD, was founded in 2008 by Kelly Brown in an effort to develop a new kind of dance company. OCD focuses on collaborating with other performance groups and facilitating a forum for dance education. Off-center dance is presenting their latest production, Blur, tonight and Saturday at the Boise Contemporary Theater. The performance is in collaboration with the Idaho Dance Theater and incorporates technology with the aid of the Idaho Virtual Reality Council. Joining us to talk about Blur are Lisa Whitwall, the company's managing director, Katie Pinozzo, the former artistic director, choreographer, and original company member, and Jim Bradbury, a board member with the Idaho Virtual Reality Council and a performer with OCD. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim, you're a performer with OCD.
I know. It's been a while.
So, Lisa, tell us about the company. What really sets this company apart?
Off-center dance is a very unique. We fill the gap between when a dancer leaves high school and isn't dancing in a studio anymore, but maybe isn't going to go on to be a professional dancer for their whole life. A lot of time your dance career maybe ends at 30, but not with off-center dance. Our dancers range in age from 19 to in their mid-60s.
And what are we talking about in terms of experience level of this wide-ranging group? Are we talking former professional dancers, dance enthusiasts, people who maybe found the activity later in life?
Most everyone who's in our company now is formally trained. So either with professional companies before or we're the first professional company that they're dancing in. Most of us are also from Idaho, which is really exciting. We come from a lot of dance studios here in the Valley in northern Idaho as well.
But what sort of dance background do you have? Are we tap, ballet?
Mostly ballet. Mm-hmm. Also jazz contemporary, dance team in high school possibly, and jazz. We don't have a lot of tappers. We have done some tap numbers. We also have aerialists in our company who do aerial silks and trapeze as well. So sometimes we incorporate those into our show.
Wow. So a little bit of the circus arts in there with the dance.
Yes. Yes. Most of our pieces are considered modern or contemporary.
Okay. Well, this most recent production is called Blur. What is behind the name?
Well, we have an amazing photographer, Bart Sipek, who took some motion blur photography of our dancers, and it really highlighted that the journey from where you are to where you end is beautiful and blurry. We also, in this show, want to blur the lines with art and technology, and as well as where are those lines and how blurry are they between society and particularly how it pertains to women.
Well, that leads perfectly into the next question. Katie, the program is reflective of women's issues, as we just heard from Lisa. It deals with women's health, societal conformity, healthy relationships. It all sort of comes together and feels very timely. Are you making a statement with this production, or are you sort of responding to the moment we find ourselves in?
The piece that I choreographed specifically called Time is definitely centered around that idea. I actually have a male dancer in my piece from Idaho Dance Theater. It's the only piece that has a guy in it. So I wouldn't say mine's necessarily women focused. We do have lots of pieces that are in the show, but mine is definitely about, for me personally, the passage of time of being a dancer. Lisa talked about how, definitely like athletes, professional athletes, you're kind of done at a certain age to a certain degree. So as a dancer, that's always on my mind. And as I grow older and continue to try to keep dancing, that's always on my mind. So
tell us a little bit about your dance background.
So I grew up in northern Idaho in a little tiny town called Orfino. So, but I started dancing when I was really young. I came to Boise State to get my degree in dance, and I danced with Idaho Dance Theater and a couple other companies and then Off Center. And I teach at BSU. I teach ballet, and I teach dance at Idaho Fine Arts Academy, which is a public art school, and I teach all over the place. So that's my...
So you've been immersed in this world for your whole life.
Yeah.
Tell me, so then how have you relayed that experience into the piece that you've choreographed for Blur? The time, the years that you've spent, what is it?
Yeah, so when Marla Hansen this last summer asked if I would choreograph a piece for Idaho Dance Theater, she was trying to get some alumni to choreograph. I said, I would love to. And she said, well, it's our 30th anniversary, and I just really would like you to do it. I said, that sounds great. And I had been playing around with this idea of choreographing a piece about seasons and the changing of seasons, and I thought that was a really interesting concept. And when she asked me about that, I was like, oh, that's perfect. This is a great time. I'm talking about 30 years for IDT. I had this idea about seasons. So anyway, I put that all together with some audio from Alan Watts, who I really, really enjoy listening to. And he talks about time and then just bringing in Off Center and bringing in Idaho Dance Theater. And just I was telling everybody when I was making this piece, I said, I love dancing. I just love dancing with my friends. It's the best. It's the best feeling. It's the best thing in the world. And so this piece is about, yes, it's about time and the passage of time, but it's also about that connection that all of us dancers have together.
We're speaking with Off Center Dance's Managing Director Lisa Whitwall, Katie Pinozzo, a former Artistic Director, and Jim Bradbury, a board member with the Idaho Virtual Reality Council and a performer himself. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. So this marriage of dance and virtual reality, how does this work? What are the audiences going to be seeing when they step in for a performance?
So after intermission, they will see the screen change to what Jim is seeing through his virtual reality goggles. He will click into Beat Saber, which is a game that I like to say it's Tron meets Guitar Hero meets Fruit Ninja. And then dancers come onto the stage, and Jim is actually playing the game. He's got a virtual lightsaber in each hand, and he's smashing these boxes as they fly towards him, and all the moves are choreographed to that. So it's pretty incredible. They get to watch Jim playing the game, and then the dancers are facing them, really mirroring the image. It's amazing. It's so exciting. People are literally standing on their feet cheering.
I am just conceptualizing this because I've only experienced VR a little bit, but it's been one of those sorts of games. I like to see that with a dance and the whole nine yards. It sounds fascinating. Jim, how did the collaboration come about with Off Center Dance? How were you approached by the company to somehow incorporate virtual reality into a dance performance?
Well, the Idaho Virtual Reality Council evangelizes VR and AR technology throughout the Treasure Valley and throughout Idaho. And I think we started talking around the middle of last year and trying to come up with ways where we could collaborate. And we thought that they were a group of fantastic individuals. And we were excited to try to marry the themes of technology and art and dance and the humanities and try to come up with a collaboration that could be really exciting. And I think that, the true talent that's out there on the show is all the dancers and everything that goes behind it. And, you know, I've been labeled a little bit of a performer, but realistically, I'm really more of the player. and I've been in the video game industry for 20 years, and so being the player is a pretty easy hat for me to wear.
So you prefer to be known as player rather than performer?
I'll go with either, but if I'm going to be honest, player is probably a little bit more accurate than performer.
He's performing. It's pretty incredible.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
So how else do you see incorporating virtual reality technology in the performing arts? Are there any more collaborations that you've got in the works?
We've done some works with some collaboration with the Boise Art Museum a little over a year ago. There are applications out there like Tilt Brush that are artistic applications that give the opportunity for artists of various mediums to be able to experiment with virtual reality, also with augmented reality, and to be able to use it as a new medium and a new platform to be able to express themselves. I think that the conversation about virtual reality and augmented reality is easily dominated by what can you do with technology, either with consumers or with enterprise, and I think that gets a lot of the major talking points as technology becomes more adoptive. I think we see this as a wonderful opportunity to show people that there is a great way to blend the technology with art, with dance, to be able to tap into, you know, the humanities and a little bit more of a deeper meaning.
Blur is being performed tonight. If listeners want to check it out, what are the details?
Tonight at Boise Contemporary Theater at 8 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. as well.
Lisa Whitwell is the managing director of the Off Center Dance Company. Katie Pinozzo, an original company member, and Jim Bradbury, a board member of the Idaho Virtual Reality Council and performer with OCD. Thank you all for coming in today.